This is North Shore Today for Monday, September 26, 2022, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. It'll be sunny today, temperatures in the low 70s. The Daily Item is reporting that Governor Charlie Baker's administration is recommending that Avalon Bay communities and wind companies serve as the development team for the sale and redevelopment of the Salem State South Campus property. The proposal for the 23-acre site includes affordable housing and enhanced access to the Forest River Conservation Area. The story of Schubert the seal that was living in the Shoe Pond in Beverly took an interesting twist late last week. Schubert is now at the Mystic Aquarium. According to the Salem News, Schubert, as he was known in Beverly, had been in trouble before. In 2018 in Barnstable, going by the name of Jekyll, he suffered a wound on his face that sent him to the Mystic Aquarium for care at that time. Officials recognized him from a tag on his rear flipper. And at Ipswich, the Salem News is reporting that now a full outdoor water ban is in effect. This applies to both users of town water and those who draw from private supplies. Residents may continue to use rainwater collected in barrels. Residents should also refrain from using fire pits and to take care when disposing of combustible materials. There's a new flagpole in Danvers Square. The Salem News reports that the new pole went up last Friday as the old flagpole was damaged in a storm earlier this year and was too dangerous to remain up. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. North Shore football this Friday night features a battle of two unbeaten teams when Peabody plays at Marblehead. Peabody thumped Beverly on Saturday to improve to 3-0, while Marblehead beat North Andover Friday to also move to 3-0. Marblehead also has a 23-game winning streak. But listening to Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff after Friday's win, he was not totally pleased with his team's performance.
It simply is about the angles that you take. And our kids took really poor angles, and then they also sat back on their heels and waited for the guy to come to them and wait for the block. And you can't pick which side you're going to go. You have to use the guy who's in front of you, use his body to make the tackle. And we just didn't do that. Towards the end, we started doing that a little bit better. And so all it is really is that the kids just weren't kind of doing what we had practiced all week. And they did it a little bit, you know, towards the end.
Marblehead coach Jim Rudloff. Boys soccer today, Masconomet plays at St. John's Prep. Volleyball, Wakefield is at Danvers today at 5:15. That's sports along with Rick Moore. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.